that flow, you can see right down to the dirt flow. They got our chandelier. Come on, we know by our chandelier. Whew! Something's wrong with me. And God blessed them, saying, if you're a graduate and you got to go, please go. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and what? Whatever God forms, God fills. God's not going to give you something and then not fulfill you. Just remember that. He did it in creation. He does it as you are made a new creature. Whatever he forms, God will fill. He says, be fruitful, multiply. In other words, he didn't tell the mammals, he didn't tell the sea dragons, he didn't tell the fish, hey, y'all just lay back, chill back. He said, there's work to do. I've done my work, now you got to do the work. Huh. You know what that sounds like, sis? That sounds like as Jesus is getting ready to leave. And he said, look here, I've done Christocentric ministry. I done done all I'm going to do. You go. You be the church. I'm implementing churchocentric ministry. You do the work of the ministry. Because whatever God forms, he will always fill. So he filled the ocean. And then now let's go on to 22, 23. And he did all that on day five. Day five, 24 hours, 5 days. 5 times 24, 5 times 4 is 20. 5 times 2 is 10. That's 100 what? 20. And 20. Hours. You can't make no more out of that. All your calendars are that way. Your time clocks are all that way. I'll give y'all something. You remember the moon? Because we're going to go. We got to go. Because I got to go. Wait. Jericho. That's what it was, Thompson. You remember Joshua was told to walk around Jericho? And you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Only one time. For 6 days. And then on the seventh day, shout. Around is what? 360 degrees. 6 times 360. Come on, Ford. Where's Ford when I need him?
I got a calculator.
All right. You will find that when Joshua walked around Jericho those times, just as God prescribed, you will find that the moon's circumference is exactly the number of square miles as the times they walked around Jericho. Because the moon has a very dominant influence on the earth and things and the geography of things, the structure of things. Somebody better help me. You know what, Robert? It's all right. I'm gonna leave now. I gotta go line up some graduates. But before I leave, I want to tell you that, and God made the beasts of the earth after this kind, cattle and their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his. And God, if cattle, and that's a general classification, there's only about three classifications, insects and wild beasts. Dinosaurs would be in the wild beasts, cows would be in the cattle, worms would be in the creeping things. God says, you're all going to creep. Now, next week, we're going to talk, and the evolutionist is going to try to tell you that when it came to man, we already showed him. Didn't happen with animals. Didn't happen with plants. The evolution going to tell you that you evolved. But I want you to keep some considerations. Look at where we get serums now. Do you know? Yeah. It's really interesting. Where we get serums. And they're going to try to tell you that you're related to a particular one when, do you realize that cholesterol medication was made from the serum of a snake? I'll save for next week. Let's go.